Good afternoon, welcome to our meeting. It's 1:30 p.m. on September 7th, 2024, and time to reconvene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County DD Board of Commissioners. I'm Sid Logan, President of the Commission. Joining me is Commissioner Tony Olson, our Vice President, Commissioner Rebecca Wolf, our Secretary, John Harlow, our CEO, Colin Willenbrock, our General Counsel, Allison Morrison, Clerk of the Board, and Morgan Stoltz, our Deputy Clerk of the Board. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices this time. Copies of the agenda are located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the published agenda, Commissioner?
No, I have nothing. Okay.
Comments to the public is item three on today's agenda. That's when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes and persons shall be recognized to speak on the sign-up cards located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. If joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial star 9 if by phone. I will call on you to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name and indicate where you are from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners and not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, please hand them to the deputy clerk who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. Would you please join me in the light salute?
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America,
to the Republic
of which stands, one nation under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
First, we have item two, recognition declarations. 2A, consideration of a resolution recognizing and designating the week of October 7th through October 11th, 2024 as Customer Service Appreciation Week to honor and celebrate district employees for the outstanding customer service they have provided over the past 12 months. I'll call for a motion. Almost.
What is our customer service? What's your new title, guys?
Chief Customer Officer.
Do we have anyone from that wanted to make a presentation?
John Bowder is available to answer questions regarding the resolution.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Hi.
Good afternoon.
I don't have much of a presentation, so I apologize. But we've kind of stayed static for the last couple of years, so we just were keeping that the same for this year to celebrate our customer service representatives. So I know it says in there the week between the 7th and the 11th, but it'll actually be that week and the following week, just based off of when our CSRs will be in office. So it'll be a 2-week celebration instead of a one to dedicate them on the day that they are in office.
Ms. Wolf, would you read the resolution for us?
I'd be honored. A resolution recognizing and designating weeks, I guess it should, from October 7th through 11th, that can be amended, as Customer Service Appreciation Week to honor and celebrate district employees for the outstanding customer service.
A resolution recognizing and designating the week of October 7th through October 11th, 2024 as Customer Service Appreciation Week to honor and celebrate district employees for the outstanding customer service that they have provided over the past 12 months. Whereas National Customer Service Week was established by the International Customer Service Association in 1988 and proclaimed a national event by the U.S. Congress in 1992 to be celebrated on the first full week in October. And whereas the main purpose of celebrating Customer Service Appreciation Week is to recognize the contributions, benefits, and great service provided by customer service professionals. And whereas exceptional customer service is one of the district's corporate initiatives and is practiced throughout all departments in the district. And whereas the district wishes to recognize and celebrate the achievements and outstanding service provided to district customers by the Customer Service Department, as well as all other district employees over the past 12 months. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Commission of Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County that the week of October 7th through October 11, 2024, is recognized and designated as Customer Service Appreciation Week to honor and celebrate district employees for the outstanding customer service that they have provided over the past 12 months.
And I will share that each year, the National Customer Service Week has a theme that they use, and this year's is Above and Beyond. So we are using that theme because we feel our CSRs go above and beyond, and so we are going to do the same for them in celebrating them.
Thank you.
A lot of really tough times in the last few years.
Yeah.
Really rose to the cause. Where's the potluck?
We're not going to do a potluck. We're going to do a catered lunch. We're going above and beyond. So we're going to do a catered lunch for them.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
You're happy. Welcome to join.
Yes. That's
great.
Good work.
Thank you.
Really good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution? See, we have a hand up. Ayla Schumann, can you unmute Ayla? Morning. Gayla? Oh, hands down now. Okay. Are there any other comments from the public regarding the resolution?
Hands up again.
I have my hands up again. Okay. Gayla, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me? Oh, now you can hear me. I couldn't get in.
Are you wanting to talk to our resolution on Customer Service Week?
No, I wanted to make a general comment.
Okay, well then hold a minute because we're not done with our
Okay.
Stand by. Are there any questions or comments, Commissioners, on the resolution?
I have no more. I have none. I guess there's no potluck, so
no, it's not a potluck for us.
You
know, I'll just say our customer service is notably exceptional, and I've only had to call a few times, and I've just been so impressed to be able to get somebody who's knowledgeable every time I have and can solve the problem and some complex problems like, you know, my solar credit, those kind of, you know, one-off kinds of things. Anyway, so I know they work very hard, and I really appreciate what they do for our community. Okay. I will call for the vote. All those in favor say an aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next, item 3, comments from the public. There are comments from the public on items not on today's agenda. Go ahead then, Gayla. Unmute yourself and you've got five minutes. Can you
mute her? No, I kept clicking it. Okay, now it works. Hi, I'm Gayla Shoemake from Edmonds, and it's nice to see you all again. I am calling because an acquaintance told me that the new plan for the future PUD was depending more and more on the BPA for its power. I was not aware of such an increase from previous IRPs, so I'm wondering if what he says is accurate and somehow I just missed it. However, if his understanding is accurate, then I want to register my serious opposition to increasing any of our dependence on BPA, just when I believe we need to be increasing our independence from BPA. I would appreciate it if someone could get back to me with accurate information. My phone number is 425-418-7673. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, next we have item 4, our consent agenda. 4A, approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of September 3rd, 2024. 4B, bid awards, professional service contracts and amendments. 4C, consideration of certification and ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda? Not seen any in the room or online. Are there any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
I have
a question. I guess this would be for...
Which item is it?
Well, it's a general question, and he's the one to answer it. Okay. I noticed in some of the things that we're going to be voting on, you list the other applicants or the other bidders, but not in all of them. And I was wondering why that. I actually find it interesting to look at who else bid and what they did bid and kind of the explanation of why we chose them. So, for example, I guess the submarine cable procurement, that was no bid on that.
Clark Lane Contracts and Purchasing, the submarine cable bid actually did have, it was an RFP, and there were a number of respondents to that. They are listed in the write-up. So that one. There is the third paragraph says that we received proposals from three companies, and that is listed in the top box as well as number of bids received. So that was an RFP, three responses received, and then awarded to the most advantageous proposal.
So I do think it's for transparency and for our information, it's good to see who the other bidders were. And also, so Wildan Energy Solutions got the bid for energy efficiency program for telecommunication customers. And on the DEI program, that was just one contract.
Right, you're correct. On the Wildan, there were a number of proposers, or there were two proposers for that. And then on the DEI, the RootWorks contract, there was, because it was a continuation of services that this consultant had done for us previously, there were no other bids solicited in those.
HDR, same story.
Yes, HDR is the same story.
And Leaf Source Enterprise Agreement, same story.
The Leaf Source, remembering correctly, was an amendment. That was an amendment number three, so that's not a new contract. We would bid that out. It's just a continuation by the
software services agreement. I didn't probably read every word just, but I didn't see any other companies that were considered. Energy Holdings.
Again, that's an amendment to the existing contract to extend the services.
So anytime it's an amendment to an existing contract, we don't, that's it.
Right.
Well, thank you. I needed to understand that.
Any other questions?
Is the cable, is that an A&E contract or is that a materials contract? Just curious.
The cable is actually a material contract. We are buying.
It's designed and...
Well, I mean,
it's still material.
It's not a cable that you can go down to Lowe's and buy off the shelf by any means. So they did design it according to our specifications.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any comments from? Did I ask for a motion?
Yeah, and I moved.
Okay, thank you. There was no comments from the public. Okay. I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried unanimously. Next, item 5, public hearing and action. 5A, disposal of surplus property, fourth quarter. I'll call for a motion.
Based on staff's recommendation that the items are no longer necessary or useful to the district, I move that those items listed on exhibits A and B of the surplus property recommendation report be declared surplus and be sold for high bid or disposed of according to policy in the fourth quarter of 2024.
Okay, I will now convene a public hearing. We have Claudia Lazar able to answer any questions. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Okay, Okay. Are there any comments from the public regarding the surplus property? Not seeing any. Any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
I have none.
I will only say I'm impressed that we had a generator that ran for 42 years.
Oh, yeah.
And still runs.
Good.
All right. I will close the public hearing and I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Next, item six, items for individual consideration. 6A, consideration of resolution modifying the district's electric systems financial reserve policy. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Lord Ray is available to answer any questions regarding this resolution. Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution? See any hand raised online or in the room? Are there any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
No, I think we're pretty well educated on this. I have no questions.
Yeah, my questions were answered, so thank you very much. I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Next, 6B, consideration of resolution modifying the district's water system financial reserve policy. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Lauren May is available to answer any questions regarding the resolution. Are there any comments from the public on the resolution? Seeing any? Are there any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
No, thank you.
Sure.
No, I have no question.
Okay. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Next is 6C, consideration of a resolution modifying the district's generation system financial reserve policy. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Laura Way is also available for any questions regarding this resolution. Any comments from the public regarding the resolution? See any hands up? Any questions or comments?
No, I have none.
I have none either. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Next, our CEO General Manager report. You want to talk about reserves?
Given that Lauren's here,
Lauren's here. Just going to answer any questions with him.
Actually, she's quite entertaining.
I agree.
Great.
I do have a few cool things to share. First, from our across the organization, we did or initiated our employee engagement survey through Quantum Workplace, and that launched last week ago Monday on 9/9, and ends this Friday on the 20th. There is a little bit of friendly competition across the divisions as to who gets the highest percentage of employee participation. I'm saying that to put a little pressure on our
meeting.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, it's who finishes. No.
Well, is his division losing?
No. Winning. Number one.
Are you conceding?
I'd say we're probably 10th.
Come on, John.
We really are looking forward to the information that we can glean from that. Wellness Wednesdays began on September 11th, and to start your day with light stretches, micro break movements, and chair yoga. And APPA's Reliability Public Power Application, the RP3 Award, the HR portion has been completed, and we'll continue to complete that throughout the organization to get that turned in. From our Customer and Energy Services Group, as part of our ongoing efforts to ensure access to our services, Spanish and Ukrainian translations of the paper discount application are anticipated to be released on September 20th. These paper translations are in addition to our electronic application, which can be translated into multiple languages on our website. Our Tree Power Awards were approved, an agreement signed for the City of Everett and the City of Arlington for urban forestry projects. We look forward to the completion of these projects, which are designed to help reduce the effects of urban heat islands through new shade trees. Last week, we successfully completed the Climate Commitment Act Bill Credits Initiative. In total, it benefited 71,691 households for $14,338,200. Administrative costs accounted for less than $60,000 and have been billed. From our Corp Comms and teachers, another school year begins, and our PUD teachers are out in classrooms across the county starting this week. And from our energy resources, power rates, and transmission, Jackson completed its 11-day shutdown last Friday. The work included pulling the 30,000-pound intake gate at Comeback Dam for inspection and minor maintenance, replacement of relays in the powerhouse, and replacement of the station service breakers in the powerhouse. The Jackson and substation crews worked two separate shifts around the clock to complete the work and did an outstanding job. The collaboration, teamwork, and focus on safety and quality of work was above reproach. It was evident how much pride our folks take in their work and the Jackson Project. Just a huge shout out for all of those that were involved in that project. On Friday, July 19th, the PUD received our final permit authorizing the construction of a new grant-funded fish habitat project along the Salton River. With the annual return of salmon on the horizon, the allowable window for completing this this project had a drop-dead date of August 31st. Through the combination of long days and weekends, the million-dollar project was completed in six weeks, with the channel being watered up on the evening of Friday, August 30th. Over the coming months, this 1,900-foot channel will be adjusted and is subjected to high flows. In the spring, it will be utilized for rearing by juvenile salmon as they bulk up for their out-migration. The Generation team, again, did an outstanding job on this project. And a couple things from my side, we did choose a new president for the Large Public Power Council, and that will be announced in the next week or two. And then Brenda White and I met with Snohomish County Executive Dave Summers and his staff last Monday and had another great conversation and continue to stay connected with he and his team and all the good things that are going on in Snohomish County. And that is it. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Jenna?
No, I don't have any. It's interesting, all of it.
Thank you. Never heard of salmon bulking up.
The weight training program.
Thank you. Next is item A, commission business. 8A, commission report. Your name report.
Yeah. Well, I spent September 3, 4, and 5 in Portland. The PVC meetings, very good meetings. They're always so informative. And then PVC, ENOC on Friday was extremely interesting. If anybody's interested, just ask me. I won't go into details, but I have all my notes and such. And I was really glad to see Jason and some of our other staff there. We really contribute a lot through our staff. And people are saying all the time, you guys have really great staff. I said, yes, we do. Yes, we do. Colin was there. I just enjoy these so much. Someday I'm going to miss those.
Well, that's all your fault.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Okay. And I think that's all I have to report.
So I had an item, commissioners, I want to talk to you about. So I've been thinking about this for about a year, about the structure of our meetings. And I've been very aware that we have staff that come and dutifully sit here all morning and then come back in the afternoon. And I've been thinking about, is there a more efficient way for us to conduct the meetings? And so we met with John, talked to Allison, talked to Colin, and I'm proposing that for next year. So we have to, you know, we have to set our meetings out for the end of the year. We have to tell the public what our regular meetings are. And so it's timely if we're going to make a change. But I'm proposing that we start our meetings next year at 9 a.m, like we do now. And we start out doing those things that sort of have a hard time or a lot of people involved. So I'm suggesting we do Employee of the Month first when we have those. We would do comments in the public next. So, you know, the public could expect to be able to talk, you know, you know, pretty close to street time, just like they do now. And then we go to the consent agenda. We have a lot of people here, especially from ops, that have to come over in the afternoon at 1:30 to, you know,
yeah,
to see if we have any questions on the consent agenda. And then after that, it would be pretty much like what we normally do. We start with updates, media updates, those kind of things, and we work through, and we have our briefing session at the end of the meeting. Thoughts about that?
Would there be any consideration given for the budget hearings? The time that they did take up a little bit more time.
Commissioner Logan, can I just jump in for a second? We did talk about for times like that, if it goes past the lunch hour, we could take a break for an hour for lunch and then come back in the afternoon and finish that.
Well, I do see it as a better use of staff time.
Yeah.
They don't have to sit around here so long and look at us.
Do you know why we've been doing it, why we have?
I don't know, because I think that there was a great emphasis, since it didn't exist prior to one of the CEOs coming on board, great emphasis on the morning study sessions, briefing and study sessions. And that's why it was separated.
Okay. So it was an ad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, morning's an ad.
Yeah, there was a very, very targeted reason.
Yeah. Any
so other than special cases, special presentations, we would just have a morning session.
Yeah, we have a morning session. And
dismiss maybe a little later.
So my thought was, if we were still going at noon and we weren't going to end shortly, that we would break at noon and we could come back at 1 or 1 or 1:30, something like that.
We could do that catered lunch.
Oh, you
we probably have longer meetings if we got a catered lunch.
Well, don't go there. It sounds more efficient. That would give some of the general manager and AGMs or chiefs, some of those chiefs, more time to do their work.
I think, and I guess thinking about the customer, we might want to communicate. You're talking about next year.
Yeah.
Make sure that those customers that do participate in our meetings through Zoom or whatever, to make sure that folks know that the format is being changed.
Yeah.
I don't have an issue with it. It's just that the business meeting has always been in the afternoon, but that doesn't mean it always needs to be.
Yeah, I'm good either way. I would just offer, if you use today as an example, which is pretty much a standard day minus the afternoon session with the employee of the month recognition. But I think we ended this morning at around 10:30-ish, and you know, roughly a half hour, we would have finished at 11, and that would have been, you know, the meetings for the day.
Yeah.
I think most meetings or the entire agenda afternoon and presentation would be done by noonish.
There could occasionally be, I'm talking about budget, but there could occasionally be sometimes we surprise staff and something that was meant to last 20 minutes went on for an hour. And I wouldn't want this in any way to, I don't want to feel pressured,
yeah,
and not being able to, if I need more elaborations, I wouldn't want to feel pressured, but as long as I know that there's some flexibility.
And maybe that's why we adopt a hard time for lunch, if we're still going at noon.
Well,
unless we're all agreeing.
An hour's great, because an hour and a half good.
Yeah, I agree.
So what do you all think? Twice in, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, then I'll work with Allison. We'll go ahead.
We have one customer here.
We do. He's going to have to get up earlier.
Yeah, I'm not a morning person, but the commission and the PUD come first. So what you think best, do go ahead, do it.
Oh, but you have to come.
Well, no, I will still come. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'll be sleepy.
We can't have a meeting.
I would say you may come and do the best part because we have some fascinating conversations in the morning now, which will happen a little later in the day. So.
Yeah, you are missing a lot.
Yeah.
No, you're right about that. I think what you need to do is what you should do.
Thank you. All right. Well, next, let's move to 8B, our commissioner events calendar. Are there any changes to the events calendar?
No, I have none.
Commissioner Olson, is there
any? No.
Okay. We'll move on to 9A, our governance planning calendar. Excuse me. Any changes to governance planning calendar? Other than we'll just have morning session next year.
We have nothing to be scheduled.
We brought up an item today. We need to add the 14 norms.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Anything else?
I have none.
Is there any further business to come before the board today? Hearing none, it is now 2:01 p.m. and our meeting is adjourned.